With this KLEM Sports Update for this Friday, May 26th, I'm KLEM Sports Director Daniel Versteeg. Yesterday, the Class 1A Girls State Golf Meet got underway in Boone, and the Akron Westfield golf team was in action, trying to go for the state title. Let's take a look at the standings after the first of two rounds yesterday, starting with the team standings, where Grundy Center is in the lead heading into day two. They shot 63 over par yesterday as a team. New London was second, shooting 76 over par. BCLUW is third in the team standings at 101 over par. As we go down the leaderboard, we see Akron Westfield is ranked number 8th after one day in the tournament. They are 126 over par as a team. Individually, the Westerners find themselves down the leaderboard a bit. Ellie Martinson is tied for 37th at 30 over par on the individual leaderboard. But still another day today to try and right the ship and hopefully move up the leaderboard with another better day of golf. Yesterday, the Lamar's baseball team, they remained even with their record in the Missouri River Conference race with a road split with Council Bluffs' Abe Lincoln. The Bulldogs dropped game one 5-1 and won the second game 7-5. And the first game of the doubleheader could be classified by Lamar's failure to capitalize on scoring opportunities. The Bulldogs picked up their only run in the late part of the game with many opportunities prior, recording 6 hits and leaving 7 total runners on base for the game. Head coach Trent Eckstein says his team just simply struggled to make good contact in that first game.
Hitting wise, we were just kind of like, you know, wasn't a guy that should give us a whole lot of trouble. He just did not do a very good job of just trying to find good barrels and put the ball in play. We just did not. And it wasn't until, I think, I want to say the sixth inning, and we got a one run, and then it was just kind of like, oh, all right, let's go get this done. And I think Aiden probably ran out a little steam. You know, he was hitting his pitch limit.
Thankfully, game two was a different story early on. The Bulldogs jumped on the Lynx right away with 5 runs in the first inning and 2 runs in the second inning to get out to a 7-0 lead early. Coach Eckstein says that was good to see, but the Bulldogs need to come with that urgency on their own to start the doubleheaders.
You motivate them in between games. And, you know, motivation, yeah, it helps for a little bit, but, you know, it's kind of like, you know, I can only beat a dog so many times, and it's going to stop fetching for me, you know? Okay, well, okay, somewhere along the line, you know, they've got to kind of start taking care of that, and boom, 7 runs, and we're hitting the ball.
Lamar's 7-run lead did not mean they were going to be out of the water in the contest. The Lynx kept chipping away at the lead. They scored a run in the third, fourth, and fifth innings, and 2 runs in the sixth. Coach Eckstein says his team needs to learn to treat every lead with care.
We started kind of going, okay, maybe that's good enough. Maybe we've put it. And it's like, you know, then we get to an inning, I want to say third or fourth. We had runners on first and second, nobody out. Yeah. We get nothing out of it. I want to say we have another inning where we get lead runner and we get nothing out of it. It's just, and it's easy outs. It's not like we're putting a whole lot of pressure on them to have to make plays. And they're doing, you know, the ball's on the ground to make us have to make those hard plays. They're not even hard plays. We just got to make plays.
And Lamar's does now sit at 4-4 in the MRAC, right in the middle of the standings. They're 5-4 overall. Coach Eckstein says it's nice to see that the record looks good despite some tough games early on. He also says that after the holiday weekend, he wants to see the guys come out with some new energy for the game.
I just want to see us, you know, start playing the game the way it should be played, you know. I hit a ball to second base and a guy scores from third base. I should have people coming out of the dugout picking me up and knowing, you know, that's what we have to do in order to win games. We're not going to hit balls over the fence. We're going to be a singles and an occasional double kind of team. And when guys do their job, we got to make sure that they are rewarded for that.
And the Bulldogs will next be in action on Tuesday after Memorial Day with a home doubleheader against Council Bluffs' Thomas Jefferson. They'll play five games next week. Let's take a look at the rest of the action from yesterday in softball and baseball on our KLEM Sports Scores and Results page. We'll go to softball first in the Missouri River Conference, where the Lamar softball team, boy, they poured it on Council Bluffs' Abe Lincoln and then some yesterday. Game one of the doubleheader, the Bulldogs took down the Lynx 17-2. In four innings. How about game one for Libby Laris? She went 2 for 3, 4 RBIs, and an extra base hit in the form of a double. Her sister Brenna Laris went 4 innings, allowing 2 hits, 8 strikeouts, 2 unearned runs. She also, oh, by the way, went 3 for 4 with a couple of RBIs at the plate. Good game one, met by an even better game two. The Bulldogs, get this, shut out Abe Lincoln 20-0 in 3 innings. Just a dominant showing all the way around. A few extra base hits here. Charlie Grossenheider went 2 for 3 with a triple and 3 RBIs. Natalie Vanderloo also tripled in a 3 for 3 night with 2 RBIs. Kylie Hoffman got game 2, 3 innings, just 1 hit allowed, and struck out 4 Lynx in the win. So all told, the Bulldogs outscored Abe Lincoln 37-2 in 7 innings yesterday in the doubleheader. In other MRAC softball action, it was East sweeping West 13-7 and 15-3. North swept Bishop Heelan yesterday 4-1 and 4-2. And it was 14th-ranked Sergeant Bluff Luton sweeping Council Bluffs Thomas Jefferson 11-1 and 13-1. To the War Eagle Conference in softball yesterday, second win of the season for the Galen Catholic softball team. They beat Lawton Bronson 5-4. Trinity Christian took down South O'Brien 9-5, and Sioux Central rolled over Harris Light Park 15-1 in 4 innings. In Western Valley Conference in softball, 11th-ranked West Monona, they took down Kemper Catholic 9-5. It was River Valley over West Harrison 14-0 in 5 innings. Western Christian split with MVAOCOU 14-5. And then the Rams got the better of game 2, 7-6. On the baseball scoreboard yesterday, we mentioned to you already, Abe Lincoln beat Lamar's 5-1 in game 1, and then the Bulldogs got the second game 7-0. Bishop Heelan and Sioux City North split their doubleheader. The Crusaders won the first game over the Stars 6-0. Then the Stars got game 2, 1-0. So the conference lead remains deadlocked between the Crusaders and the Stars. And Sergeant Bluff Luton also joins them in the right at the top of the conference, as the Warriors swept Council Bluffs Thomas Jefferson away 9-1 and 13-0. And then Sioux City East moves into a tie for fourth with the Bulldogs with a sweep of Sioux City West yesterday 6-0 and 11-0. In War Eagle Conference baseball, Galen Catholic took their first loss of the year, a 14-9 loss to Storm Lake at home. The Jays were down 14-3 entering the seventh, and they scored 6 runs with 12 batters coming to the plate in the seventh inning. David Bainosh had a big 2-run double, but unfortunately it was just a little too late. And this War Eagle Conference game got called off due to no lights in Hull. Trinity Christian and South O'Brien were tied at 7 after 9 innings complete in Hull. In the Western Valley Conference, 5th-ranked Kingsley Pearson, they took down Ridgeview pretty convincingly, 10-0 in 5 innings. A combined 1-hit shutout from Jackson Nissen and Kevin Wright. Those two combined for 9 strikeouts in the win. Emerson Pratt went 1 for 2, 2 RBIs. Boston Duskett didn't get a 4th at bat. Otherwise, he would have had a chance at the cycle. 3 for 3 with a double, a triple, and 2 RBIs for Boston Duskett, and a good start to the year for KP. MVAOCOU, they beat West Monona 7-2 last night, and Woodbury Central beat OABCIG 10-2. To the Little League scoreboard from yesterday in junior boys action, Mariners beat the Reds 8-3, Royals over the Orioles 13-5, Angels beat the White Sox 8-2 in major boys action, Pirates, they tripled up the Dodgers 9-3, Rockies got by the Yankees 7-5, Phils beat the A's 5-3, Cubs over the Mets 7-2, and in minor league boys action, the Red Wings just got by the Tin Caps 8-7, Iron Birds and Hooks scoreless tie, it was the Raptors beating the Bulls 22-6, Timber Rattlers over the Grasshoppers 9-5, Bats beat the River Bandits 11-9, and Knights beat the Emeralds 8-5. All these scores, Little League or high school varsity, can be found on our website at KLEM1410.com. And to the sports schedule for today, the Girls State Golf Tournament continues in Class 1A. In Boone, Akron Westfield's going to try and give themselves a chance at a state title. Going to need a big day, but we know Coach Colt's squad is going to be ready to go for that. In softball today in the Missouri River Conference, Lamar's is in their first non-conference tournament. They'll head to Bishop Hill and take on the likes of Lewis Central and many others. That tournament also features other MRAC schools and some Western Valley Conference schools. In War Eagle Conference softball today, it's MMCRU at South O'Brien, Hinton's at West Sioux, and Hartley Melbourne Sanborn's at Harris Lake Park. In baseball tonight in the War Eagle Conference, Hinton's at West Sioux, Akron Westfield's at Remsen St. Mary's, MMCRU at South O'Brien, and Hartley Melvin Sanborn's at Harris Lake Park. This is going to be a fun non-conference matchup out of the Western Valley Conference. Kingsley Pearson's at St. Albert tonight. This is also going to be a good one, too. Woodbury Central at Kemper Catholic. In the Missouri River Conference tonight, Alta Aurelia is at Sergeant Bluff Luton. Storm Lake is at Sioux City West. Sioux City North is at Sioux Center, and Bishop Heelan is at Harlan. For more sports news, be sure to check out KLEM1410.com or follow us on Twitter. For up-to-date sports news, we are at KLEM Sports on Twitter. This has been your Friday KLEM Sports Update. I'm Sports Director Daniel Versteg.